And welcome back to today's Business Radio Live here on 830 WCCO. And again, here's Tom Lyons, your host.
Thanks, Denny. We're in this segment, and we call it the Hidden Value Business Resource. And our regular guest is Jim Poole, who will be announcing something new each week. And Jim, this week, instead of a resource, you've got an event. It's called the Minnesota Cup. Now, is that a regatta on Lake Calhoun, or what is this?
No, it's not at all, Tom. Basically, you know, there's so many people that I've talked to over the years that have great ideas, but they don't know what to do about it. They can't raise money. They don't know how to build a business plan. What should they do? Well, if you have a big business idea in Minnesota but no money, you should know about this. Every spring, you can enter your breakthrough business idea in the 2010 Minnesota Cup competition, and it's open for entrance right now until May 21st. Who's it for? The contest is free and open to all Minnesota residents, and more than $130,000 in seed capital and many hours of professional services will be awarded to competition winners across six divisions. So if you need help bringing your idea to market, beyond the cash and prizes, participants will gain exposure for their ideas, strengthening their business plan, and making connections in the business community. The Cup is an ideal competition that will help Minnesota entrepreneurs. So here's what you should do. The deadline is May 21st. It's free and open. Do this. Go to www.breakthroughideas.org. When you get there, create an account. It's really easy. Log in to the Minnesota Cup. Your application will come up. There's about four questions. Fill out one section at a time. Do one at a time and then log out by clicking the submit button and then come back later. You want to keep thinking about this and keep improving it. Every time you hit the submit button, you're actually just saving that part of your entry. When you hit submit for the last time, it's submitted finally. It's pretty easy. If you have any questions, send them to support@breakthroughideas.org. At the end of the month, they're going to separate the semifinalists from the vast majority of people who enter, and there'll be an open competition and award of all the prizes in the fall.
Tom, you've got a little history with the Minnesota Cup as well, don't you? You have anything to amplify Jim's comments?
Well, just as coincidences would have it, I had breakfast with a friend of mine who is deeply involved in this effort. He recently came to him and is central in helping execute the Minnesota Cup. And I guess listening to it, I thought, wow, this is exactly kind of what we're called to do as entrepreneurs, to support kind of the lifeblood of American business, which is new small businesses. So it's just a fantastic effort. I think there's been over 4,000 entrants since this thing started in 2005. Some of the companies that have come out of this competition have been very successful. So it's a wonderful, wonderful venture and a great way to kind of seed yourself. If you got a thought or an idea, you want to do something, this is a great way to get started.
Some of the examples are Health Simple, a 2005 finalist, which was acquired by Johnson & Johnson. A 2006 winner, Vast Enterprises, has formed a partnership with Fabcom Savage. And last year's grand prize winner was Alvenda, a Minneapolis company that helps merchants develop shoplets for the Internet. That company that was founded in 2008 just announced that it has received $5 million from a venture capital fund.
Jim, that's terrific. And for our listeners, if you want to listen to a podcast of this conversation we just had with Jim a little later this afternoon, you can go to todaysbusinessradio.com. You'll see on the homepage a picture of the dapper Jim Poole. Click on that arrow to listen to the podcast, and you'll get a drop-down explanation of the program as well as a link to the site. And we hope you all take advantage of this opportunity.
Very good. As we head to the break, news break, we'll be back with more of today's Business Radio Live here on 830 WCCO.